Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh, talking with Guthrie County Engineer Josh Seaburn about what the Secondary Roads Department has been working on so far this winter. With the unseasonable December weather we're having lately and November as well, what has the Secondary Roads Department been up to instead of having to plow so much snow and ice?
We have been saving on the plowing of snow and ice, no doubt. It's allowed us to continue to focus on the brush problem in Guthrie County. We have two crews out with chainsaws and excavators cutting a lot of brush. We also have a mower tractor that's active cutting some of the lighter brush, trying to push that back to clear some sight distances and just clear some of our right-of-ways.
And as far as some road and bridge projects, have there been some that the department has recently completed?
We have completed a large project. It's up north of Lake Panorama. It's in Victory Township. We took out four bridges and replaced it with a series of box culverts. That was a very large project, and it was good. It addressed a major drainage problem in that area. It's good to have that one mostly wrapped up. We have a little work to complete in spring, seeding and stuff, but it's mostly done.
How are box culverts beneficial instead of a typical bridge replacement?
Box culverts are... they're a concrete structure that is completely under the road. There's typically no guardrail that allows ag equipment to get through the navigate through the area a lot better. And from what we've seen, box culverts have a very long lifespan. We've recently discovered some old blueprints in the county, and they're in the basement of the courthouse. And I was able to go out and still find some that are still in service 100 years later.
And looking forward to the next few months, are there some projects that you're currently preparing for?
We're preparing for some winter bridge repairs. We have three bridge repairs we're going to be doing. Two of them are concrete bridges where we take the top off and put a new substructure, new piling, new back wall underneath, all steel, and put the concrete back up on top. It's a good repair, it's low cost, it's very cost effective, and utilizing materials that are in place. So we're using doing that on two bridges, and we're also going to repair a timber bridge.
Is that project being bid out?
For those, we typically use local contractors that are familiar with this type of work. It's good for winter for them, so their workers can be close to home and keep them on staff and keep things going.
There was a project that you and the Board of Supervisors recently discussed. I believe it's in Beaver Township. Are you expected to bid that one out? What's the progress on that project?
That's that timber bridge I was mentioning about repairing. It's an existing timber bridge in Beaver Township. It's over North Beaver. And the piling are rotten. It's timber rotten. And some of the stringers, the timber stringers, are in need of repair. So what we're going to do is go in and do a typical repair job on a timber structure, take the existing top off and put new piling underneath it, and we can reuse a lot of the material that's in the bridge, and we can take some from our yard, recycle, reuse some materials to make a new bridge that will last for quite a while.
How much is that project estimated?
That one should be right around $100,000 to $125,000. So typically, you know, a bridge in that location would be $400,000 plus, probably pushing $500,000 for a bridge over a creek of that size for a new structure. But because this is a level B road, we weren't able to do a low water crossings, but we still have to maintain access. So this is a good alternative. We're able to get a good structure in place for a quarter of the cost, utilizing, you know, recycled materials and local contractors, and able to get a good structure and serve the needs of the people in that area.
For the projects that you just mentioned, the timber bridge and others, when do you hope to have those projects completed?
Those are wintertime projects, so we should be wrapped up with them by spring, would be then, because then the contractor will be able to move on to his bigger projects that they're bidding right now, so then they'll move on to those.
And then for bigger projects, the Monteith Road project, what is the latest on that?
That is going to go to bid in February, so we're excited to see what we get for bids on that. I was just looking this morning. That project first started 4 years ago. We applied for federal aid funding, so we received it at that time. So this project's been a long process. It takes a long time to utilize federal funds, state funds, and utilize the different fund sources and get them all to come together. And, you know, like last, you know, the length of that project. So last summer, we did a bunch of repairs to the drainage structures in anticipation of this highway project.
And how much of the cost of the project are the federal and state funds paying for?
The federal dollars will be $1.1 million. It comes through the Federal Highway Transportation Bill, and the remaining will be made up with farm-to-market funding, which is road use tax dollars specifically designated for farm-to-market roadways.
Okay, and that's from the state, not from the county?
Correct, from the state.
And how do you think that road will turn out after that, how that will ease drivers next year?
It'll be a lot smoother, I can say that. We're going to do an asphalt overlay of the concrete part, and we're going to rebuild the asphalt part from the Monte Cemetery West 3 miles.
And then once that's bid out in February, when is the project estimated to start?
The DOT sets those timetables. We don't have very much control over that. So it'll basically be the entire summer that the contractor will have to complete this work. So it's hard for us to predict, but it will be done next summer.
Have you been looking at extended forecasts of the winter? We haven't really seen much of snow and ice. How do you think the rest will turn out as far as how it'll affect the roads department's work?
Well, I certainly hope for a milder winter. It's been okay so far. We did have that one snowstorm that came and froze on the gravel roads. That was a little tricky there for a while. But thankfully, that's melted now, and now we're getting quite a bit of rain, but it's better than a foot of snow.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Guthrie County Engineer Josh Seaburn about what the Secondary Roads Department has been working on so far this winter. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.